Oasis Audio presents Reclaiming Surrendered Ground by Jim Logan. Read for you by Stephen Graybill. Forward. As Christians, we are engaged in intense warfare with our implacable enemy, the devil, the one whom the Apostle Paul calls the Prince of the Power of the Air, Ephesians 2:2. Because Satan and all his forces are spirits, our battle is a spiritual one, and our weapons must be spiritual weapons. That's exactly what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds. And to make sure we understand the intensity of the struggle we are engaged in, Peter reminds us that your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. If the devil did not shrink from tempting Jesus to disobey his heavenly Father in the wilderness, and if the devil plotted through evil men to destroy Jesus on the cross, we can be sure he will not hesitate to attack us. However, we do not have to fear our enemy and his schemes. Praise God, through his death and triumphant resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ has secured the victory for us over Satan and the forces of evil. 2 Corinthians 2:14, Colossians 2:15. Our privilege, our assignment, is to stand in the victory Jesus gives, keeping our eyes fixed on him. Hebrews 12:2. But the devil is a shrewd enemy. He has been tempting God's people for centuries, putting traps and snares in our path to get our eyes off Jesus and onto ourselves and our circumstances. When that happens, we are sure to stumble and fall. The devil tempts us in many ways, and his methods differ with each of us because he knows the point of our weakness. Whether it's immorality, dishonesty, bitterness, or pride, he knows what it takes to snare us, and the nature of sin is such that if we do not deal with sin and fortify these areas of weakness, we will continue to experience spiritual defeat. This is why I believe it is so crucial to understand Ephesians 4:27 if we are going to live lives of victory and power over sin and Satan. Paul indicates in this verse that if we harbor and nurture our sin, we give the devil a place in our lives. This word has the idea of a foothold, a place to stand or ground in our hearts that he now occupies. Once we have surrendered this ground to Satan, it's vitally important that we know how to take it back, to reclaim it, and then how to resist the tempter successfully by using the spiritual armor God provides for us. Ephesians 6:10-18. This is the crux, the heart of spiritual warfare. I believe the concepts I have just outlined are so indispensable to waging successful war against Satan that I am happy to recommend James Logan's book to you. Dr. Logan is a veteran of many years in the battle, and he has helped thousands of people to find new freedom and lasting victory in Christ. His book shows step by step how you or someone you love can reclaim the ground the enemy has gained in your life, even if Satan is well entrenched on that ground inside his strongholds. The weapons Christ gives us are able to tear down Satan's strongholds and replace them with fortresses of truth. Reclaiming Surrendered Ground is a much-needed book, and I pray that God will open your spiritual eyes and ears to his truth as you read. Charles Stanley, Pastor, First Baptist Church of Atlanta.